Good evening. This is Pastor Buck and Pastor Nikki coming to encourage you in the things of the Lord. We've had a great day because we've been abiding in the Lord Jesus. We've seen His favor in our lives all day long. We went to the tag office, got immediately called up. We got everything taken care of on our vehicles, and we were praising God and thanking Him for His good favor. And so tonight, we want to celebrate the goodness of God, and we want to think about His plan and what He has for all of us. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we praise You and thank You for providing everything that we needed this day. We worship You and praise You for the gift of salvation, the hope of eternal life with You, because Jesus paid the price. Thank You, Jesus, for coming and dying in our place, paying the price that we deserve to pay for our sin. Thank You, Jesus, for making a way. Thank You for clearing away our debt. We praise You and thank You. Terrible suffering You went through, Jesus. We just can't imagine, but we know the Word says, for the joy set before You, You were looking ahead that You would have Your family back with You, Your creation. And we thank You for opening our eyes to seeing our need for You, Jesus, giving us the faith to believe and trust that You are who You said You are, the Son of God, come to redeem us. We praise You and thank You, Jesus. You're our big brother. You're our best friend. You're our soon coming bridegroom, and we're watching and waiting for You. Thank You, Father, for the understanding of who we are because of Jesus. Thank You that You've made us ambassadors of Your kingdom. Oh, Father, help each and every one of us to show forth to the world what Your kingdom is like, that it's a kingdom of love, a kingdom of mercy, a kingdom of grace, a kingdom of family. Oh, Father, we look forward to the day when we'll all be home safe and sound. We thank You, Father, for sending Your Spirit. Today, fill us to overflowing again. The Word says to keep on being filled with Your Spirit. And so we ask today that You would continue to fill us to overflowing. Might the Spirit of God in us guide and direct and lead us in the way that we should go, and keep us until that day when we see You face to face. Oh, Jesus, what a day that will be. We look forward to that. And Father, we thank You for Your grace to handle the things that come our way each day, the battle that we endure because of the war that's going on between You and Satan. Thank You, Father, that You help us to overcome each and every trial, temptation, each and every rejection, that You help us, Father, that we might shine forth with Your glory through it all, that others might say, how can You handle things like that? And we'll be able to say, it's Your power, it's Your grace that gives us the ability. And might we draw them. Father, use all of us. Open doors for us to speak forth the gospel message. Pastor Buck and I thank You for this opportunity to use Facebook to live stream. We thank You, Father, for all those who are watching today, and we pray a blessing upon each and every one of them. Might their eyes just be enlightened this evening to how precious they are to You, and how precious they are to us, and how needful they are for the world around them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We love you and praise you. I pray you would anoint Pastor Buck with your word this evening, that we might hear your truth and we might be encouraged and strengthened and maybe disciplined a little. Whatever we need, Father, might your word go forth tonight and help us become more like Jesus. Oh, amen.
Praise the
amen.
Lord.
That thank means Lord. I agree.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen means I agree.
That's right.
And so I agree that God is still God, but God, my God, has a name. And that name was given to the shepherds as they watched over their sheep at night, and there was a baby about to be born. And they said that his name would be shall be called Jesus.
Jesus.
And so, you know, if...
And tell them what Jesus means.
Jesus means salvation.
That's right.
Salvation to you and to me. And I pray today that you are walking with the Lord, and that by the power of His Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that you are shouting the victory.
Amen.
I've got a message today, and I believe it. Well, I know it's for me and you, and I believe it's for you.
I always listen.
Amen. So I remember a time when we were at a campground, and they had the activity building, and so they said we could do a church service there. So we went, set up the chairs, put out the song book, set up our sound system, and we had everything just right. And guess what? Come time for church, zero.
Nobody
showed up. So we just went ahead and worshiped the Lord, and I think I preached one of the best messages ever.
To me.
And I was preaching it to her. We didn't have the live stream back then. But you know, God is calling us just to simply obey. Whatever He has for you and me, it's going to come through our obedience.
Amen.
We need to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift us up.
Amen.
Now I pray today for all of you that are going through trials, tribulations. May I say to you, if you're really walking with Jesus, He said, take up your cross daily and follow Him. Well, may I say to you that it's not supposed to be easy. But I'll get into the message in just a minute. We're going to do our best to bring you a song today by Dottie Rambeau and Jimmy Davis. It talks about one more valley. You know, we all have our valleys. We all have our giants. And we're going to have to be like David. We're going to have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And pick up that rock like David did and run towards the giant. He didn't wait for the giant to get to him. We have to run towards the giant in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So, one more valley. One more hill. We don't know how many more, but we know who's going to be with us.
Amen.
And I hope you enjoy this song as we try to bring it today. All right, praise the Lord. Let's turn it up just a little bit. When I'm tossed on life's sea and the waves cover and the dark clouds won't let the sunshine through,
there's a voice seems to say, child, there'll be a brighter day. Don't allow the storm to hide sweet heaven's view.
Oh yes, hallelujah. 'Cause
you've got one more valley, one more hill, and you've got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, one more. can lay down your heavy load when you get home.
But not before. Don't let Satan see your tears. Learn to smile through your fears.
Amen.
Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. Just be faithful all the way. Will be worth it all someday.
My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I've got news for you. We're still in a war.
Amen.
And as long as we're going to be upon the face of this earth, we're going to be in spiritual warfare.
That's right.
And it's time we realize that we need to seek the Lord with all of our heart while
He
still may be found.
That's right.
Because when He comes back to take us off of this earth, it's going to be too late for some to cry out because it's going to be so quick. He said, I'm coming like a thief in the night. He said, get ready, get ready. And I'm saying today, get ready, get ready.
Amen.
Pastor Nicky, I'm going to get you to come and read the scriptures. Now, it's not because I can't read. It's because Pastor Nicky and I, we are one. And we do everything together. We bring the word together. We sing together. We make our soundtracks together. We're together 24/7, 7 days a week.
That's right.
We're together. I think in our 26 years of marriage, we've only been apart about 6 or 7 nights. And that was because of
Doctors,
knee replacements, and working in the ministry.
And one night of fishing.
One night of fishing. Amen. All right, give us a word there.
Okay. Paul's writing to the Corinthian church. I'm reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through chapter 6, verse 1. Paul says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen?
Amen.
To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as yes. though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. What a wonderful word.
What a wonderful word.
If you're a Christian, you're an ambassador. I'm an ambassador for Christ.
We're all ambassadors. Today, God has put it in my heart to bring a message to remind us all, myself, Pastor Nikki, all of you that are watching today and will watch later on down through the years, this message will go on YouTube and Twitter. God has said that if we are in Christ, a man and a woman that is in Christ, we're a new person. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Listen today. We have become so like the world that the world cannot distinguish us between someone that is in Christ or someone that is lost and on their way to hell. We have let the world come in, and we have dabbled in this and dabbled in that, and we have become trying to be like the old man or old woman. Listen, if a person be in Christ, we're a new creature.
Yes.
And the things that are of this world, we lose interest in that. Our interest is in walking with Jesus. And to represent Jesus, that's why we're called a Christian, is because we are supposed to be Christ-like. And that means that we refrain from idols and lust of the eye, lust of the flesh,
Amen.
Wanting something we don't have, never being satisfied, being like we were when we were lost and on our way to hell. We were seeking for things to make us happy. Brothers and sisters, I say to you today that if we're in Christ, we should be happy. And we should not let this plague of COVID get us down. Now's the time for us to put on the whole armor of God and to march forward.
Amen.
Now you might say, well, you don't know what I'm going through. I don't know what you're going through. But I know the God that wants to go through it with you and help you hold up and under it.
Amen.
And to keep your joy.
Amen.
I'm meeting so many people that claim to be a Christian and they've lost their joy. They're so worried about when things are going to get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, children of God, we need to realize that our kingdom is not this world. The kingdom of God, Jesus said when he talked to his disciples, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. We are acting like that the kingdom is this world.
Yes.
This world will be destroyed by fire one day.
That's right.
One day the Bible says in the Word of God that the heavens will roll up with fervent heat and everything will be destroyed.
Yes.
Why do we want to worry so much about the COVID and this and that when we are a new creature? Our kingdom is not the kingdom of this world.
That's right.
Our kingdom is with Jesus Christ the Father and all those that have held on and prayed. If it hadn't been for my praying mother and my eldest son praying, I don't know where I would be today. I don't believe I would be here. But there is something that we need to do. Instead of whining and moaning and complaining, we need to realize that when we walk with Jesus, that joy, that hope, and the Word of God will be more than enough to help us get through anything we have to face on this earth. Amen. Because we, each day that rolls by, are one day closer to being in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
With our friends that's made it, with our blessed Savior. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to be there in the kingdom of God. Paul says, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself.
Amen.
Jesus came so that we might be saved. Jesus came that we might be reconciled back to God. The only way to get to God is through Jesus Christ, His Son.
Amen.
The Christ of God, the Messiah.
Amen.
Oh, the great Rose of Sharon, the beautiful Rose of Sharon.
Amen.
Oh, the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. Oh, He is coming back in all of His glory for His people.
Amen.
And God wants us to know that if we have been born again, we have something to celebrate in the midst of all that's going on in this world today.
Yes.
Paul made it plain. Listen, this world's not our home. We are strangers. We're aliens in a strange land because we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And it says that God has committed us the word of reconciliation. That means that there was no way we could get to God until we could be reconciled. And Jesus, the Son of the living God, He got the job done.
Amen.
He came as a baby, born in a virgin, from a virgin's womb, grew up, lived a perfect, sinless life.
Amen.
And for a little over 3 years, He told the people who He was, and that He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except by Me.
Amen.
Now listen, if you are born again, it's not time to complain. It's time to celebrate.
Yes.
It's not time to walk in fear, but it's time to walk in victory.
Yes.
Because our God is greater than this plague, this coronavirus. Our God is greater than any sickness or disease that you may be facing. Our God is greater than any family problems you may be facing. Our God is greater than any need that you have. He said, my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory.
Amen.
David wrote in Psalms, he's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Listen, if you're a child of God, you're a new creature. And that new creature is simply not a beggar. That new creature is simply not a loser.
Amen.
That new creature is a child of the living God. And we've been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are the children of light. We are the ones that are representing the blessed Savior that's at the right hand of the Father. We have the job to take forth the gospel and to be a testimony that no matter what happens to us, we are above that. Don't let your circumstances control you. You have the power through Jesus Christ, through His Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to control your circumstances.
Amen.
I want to say this to you today, that if it had not been for Jesus Christ, I would not be 76 years old. My soul would have been in hell many years ago. But at 43 years old, in God's mercy and grace, if you're not saved today, you're in God's grace. But judgment is coming.
That's right.
And judgment has already begun at the house of God. You see the changes that we have to make. We're not going to be able to just all gather together and say that the preacher's long-winded or the music's too loud or it's too this or too that or so-and-so. Look at them. They're in church today, and I saw them out there doing this and doing that. It's time for the church. Judgment has begun with us, and there's been a great shaking. And I'll tell you what, when you shake things, I remember that old thing that Mama used to fill with flour, and she'd crank it, and she'd crank it, and the flour would sift out. And when she'd get through cranking and all the flour was out, you look in there and you see the dregs. Let me tell you, God is sifting His church. God is sifting us so-called Christians. God is shaking this world and saying, you need to come back to me. Judgment has begun. And if we don't get right with God, if we don't repent of making this world our kingdom instead of making the kingdom of God our kingdom, then things are never going to get better. I believe that things are going to get better for God's people that get serious with God.
Amen.
It's time we all got serious. You know, God, He made Jesus to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in Him.
Wow.
Let me tell you something today. If you are sold out to Jesus, if you are a new creature, if you are living the new creature's life and not trying to hold on to the old way of life and walking in the world, then the Bible says that we are the righteousness of God. We are the righteous, and there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. I say this today. Paul said in the 6th chapter, the 1st verse, we, that's new creatures, Christians, real Christians, not by just name, but indeed, we then, as workers together with Him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. You know what? If you've been born again and somehow you've took your eyes off of Jesus, you don't go in the Word of God anymore, you don't pray with your husband or wife, you just take everything for granted, and then things, we start looking, and the old eye starts seeing things that we want. The old eye and the lust of the flesh. You know, Satan is tempting all of us. Satan tempted Jesus. Jesus is the only one that is without sin. We are all sinners and come short of the glory of God. But let me remind you that Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
And I am not. He's brought me too far to turn back now.
Amen.
And I have not received the grace of God in vain. I may lose a lot of friends, so-called friends. I may have a lot of lies told about us. I may have a lot of treachery going on. But you know what? I am going to make it. Because my God is going to bring judgment on those that hurt His little ones. And I am one of His little ones, and you are too.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone has hurt you, if someone has turned aside, if someone has double-crossed you, if someone has used you for their gain, their personal gain, just smile and say, I have done everything as unto the Lord, and I will leave it up to the Lord to take care of things. We're a new creature. We are full of forgiveness. We don't remember. We don't remember and bring up things that people has done. We live. We are a new creature. All things become new.
Amen.
And the old things are passed away.
Amen.
Listen, don't carry a grudge.
No.
Don't carry a get-even spirit.
No.
Don't carry bitterness. Don't carry hatred in your heart.
No.
And get the chip off your shoulder. And stand up and man up and woman up. And let's go forth in the army of the Lord.
Yes.
And know that our kingdom is the kingdom of God. We only have a short time left in this world here.
Amen.
A short time. Lay up treasures in heaven.
Amen.
Don't be laying up all these treasures down here. Don't be planning on living forever because you and me are going to die unless the rapture takes place first.
That's right.
You better be ready for the coming of the Lord or you'll be left behind. And I ain't going to be left behind. Are you, Pastor Nikki?
No.
So, today, as Pastor Nikki gets ready to sing this last song, I want to ask you today, are you truly born again? Have you been converted in your mind but not in your heart? Are you still living for the kingdom of this world? Well, you're not a new creature then. You need to be born again. And oh, God loves you. Oh, how He loves you.
Amen.
He wants to save you today. Repent of your sins. Believe that God, the Father, sent His Son to reconcile us back to the Father.
Yes.
Believe that and be willing to make the kingdom of God your kingdom and not this world. You'll be glad you did. Oh, you may not be popular. I'll tell you what. I've lived this life and I've known since I was 43 and now I'm 76. If you're popular, then your kingdom may be of this world and not of God, because Satan is going to come against you in every way he can. But we win. We win. We've been reconciled back to God. No condemnation.
Amen.
And one day, we stand before Jesus.
Yes.
And He'll say, after He opens up the book of life, Buck Stanley, Nikki Stanley, call your name. Well done, my good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Enter thou into the kingdom of my Father. Not the kingdom of the old world, where it was overrun with sin. We're living in a time, it's the days of Noah.
Yes.
My God, can't we see that?
Oh, yes.
Can't we see that we're in the days of Noah? Well, let's do something about it. Let's become children of God, new creatures, shouting the victory.
Amen.
Looking to Jesus when we're sad and lonely and depressed and we've been wronged. We look to Jesus.
Yes.
He said, vengeance is mine. I will repay.
Amen.
Let God take care of those that hurt you.
Yes.
Let God take care of those that used you. And He certainly will.
Amen.
He'll take care of them. You know what? The 23rd Psalm says He prepares me a table in the presence of mine enemies.
That's right.
So, God bless your hearts. We hope to see you tomorrow. I pray you've made that most important decision in your life that you're going to follow Jesus, repent of your sins, be a new creature, and I'll meet you up yonder. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Pastor Nikki, come and sing this song.
Amen.
We love y'all.
Thy name. kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the
amen. We love you. See you tomorrow.